epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with All Trails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Now it's time for Inside the Clubhouse, a show dedicated to the Chicago baseball fan, featuring the best Chicago baseball conversation, as well as the big MLB topics, starring Score baseball insider Bruce Levine and half of Chicago's number one sports morning show, David Haw. It all starts now on Sports Radio 670 The Score and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Good Saturday morning, Chicago. Welcome back inside the clubhouse right here on 670 The Score and your free Odyssey and iHeartRadio app, broadcasting live from the Hyundai Score Studios. I am David Haw, along with Bruce Levine, talking baseball 9 to 11 like we do almost every Saturday. Today, wondering how loudly the clock is ticking inside Jed Hoyer's office and whether the White Sox can steal a series in the Steel City. Good morning, Bruce. How are you?
Oh, nicely done.
Thank you.
Yes.
Sox 10-1 winners last night against the Pirates.
The award-winning writer in you never goes away. It never goes away.
Thank you, Bruce. Today is going to be a fun day because as we arrived to the studio, woke up this morning, like everyone else in the city of Chicago, you woke up and the Cubs are the best team in the National League. The Cubs are this morning 58-39, 19 games over 500. It's July 19th, and the Cubs are the best team in the National League. And they have the Brewers to thank for that because the Brewers shut out the Dodgers.
Is there a parade?
There will be no parade, but there is anticipation. There are expectations. And anyone who was at Wrigley Field lucky enough to be there among the 45,000 people that watched yesterday, the Cubs beat the Red Sox. There's an air of anticipation for the trade deadline, frankly, Bruce, for whatever's next when it comes to the Cubs.
No question, David. And I think the nervousness of Cub fans and Cub Nation about being the best team in the National League after almost 100 games is compounded by the trade deadline showing up here within just it's 2 weeks from today, I believe. So with that in mind, what to do, how to do it, how not to upset the apple cart of what's already a well-functioning machine to a point of...
Oh, it's a tricky, delicate balance.
How do you add? And how do you not hurt the chemistry by adding?
And how much do you weigh the chemistry versus the opportunity? Because it's a chance that doesn't come along every year. And we sparred yesterday morning on the Mullen Haw Show, and that was a fun back and forth, but it also depicted and described accurately what is at stake here, because you can make an argument that you need to go for it now, like you did in 2016. You could make the argument that you're one player away, or you could probably side in what you're alluding to. Boy, this team is special together. Boy, you don't want to disrupt the chemistry in that clubhouse. Boy, aren't things really special right now, and why would you want to risk that?
Aroldis Chapman is right across the hall.
He's a great example of what you get when you roll the dice, and the reward is greater than the risk back in 2016. Who misses Gleyber Torres? I asked yesterday on the radio, and really, the answer is, yes, he's an all-star in Detroit. Yes, he was good with the Yankees. Who cares? You won a World Series because you were able and willing to trade him for the guy that you lacked, Aroldis Chapman, who put you over the
More
top.
More importantly, you had depth at that time. You had Javier Baez. You had Addison Russell at his peak at shortstop. So you had the luxury of young players, controllable players, all-star caliber players ahead of him. So with that in mind, you traded from depth. Are the Cubs now back in that position to do that right now, David?
It's a great question, and it's a fun debate to have, and it brings us to what we're going to discuss most of today between 9 and 11. Let's set up the show, because we have Ryan Flaherty, the fine Cubs bench coach, joining us at 9:30. The object of a lot of conversation, the guy at the center of this debate, Owen Casey, the top Cubs prospect down at Iowa, who is hitting the ball out of the ballpark all over the place. He's going to join us right here inside the clubhouse at 10
o'clock. Will you do me a favor? When you bring him on, will you wait three questions before you ask him about being traded?
Bruce, I will do whatever you want me to do.
Okay.
You line this up. I'm just taking your orders.
See, I have so much respect for your acumen in this business that I know you're going to ask him before I get a chance to ask him.
I don't have
about
to do that.
Being traded.
I don't have to do that. I think Owen Casey is one of those guys who has now...
He's already been traded once.
He's been traded once. He's 23 years old, and he's blocked right now in Chicago. He's an insurance policy against Kyle Tucker next year. But how does he feel this year?
It's a great point. I had this conversation mid-game yesterday with somebody else about the fact that if we have Casey on and we ask him about being traded, will he be upset? And I said, no, he won't be upset, but if he was at his most lucid when we have him on, he'll talk about the fact that I'm blocked with the Cubs. If I get traded to Pittsburgh, I can be starting in the major leagues hitting fifth the following day.
Yes, and I think if you're 23 years old and you are where Owen Casey is in his sport, he understands the dynamics and he understands what people want to talk about. And especially in Chicago, when you're following a team that is the best team in the National League. So Owen Casey will join us at 10 o'clock. Looking forward to that conversation. And oh yes, White Sox fans, we're not going to overlook what happened last night in Pittsburgh. Luis Robert Jr. had maybe his best game of the season. Good timing because of what is at stake for him. He could be trade bait over the next 2 weeks if he plays like he did last night. They won 10-1 over the Pirates.
So I've been trying to help facilitate Robert getting moved, right? I think the White Sox want to trade him. I think White Sox Nation wants to trade him. Mm-hmm. And I think Luis Robert, even though he hasn't said so, would be relieved to be traded at this point.
You think that would be reflected in his productivity? You think that if he went somewhere else, a change of scenery would all of a sudden stoke his season?
No, but what would change it, David, is being in a better lineup.
That's true.
That would change it.
That's true.
And his defensive skills, his base running skills would help another team win every day, regardless of whether he's hitting 300 or 225. And I think that in itself would help bring out the relaxation to the player to just go help. And I talked to one general manager yesterday during that game, and I said, are you on Robert right now? He goes, I'm watching the game right now.
And watching closely.
This is after he made that great catch, mm-hmm. after he hit a home run, after he had a single. And the guy loved Robert from the beginning. I've talked to him for the last couple of years about Robert. And the idea is that would a change of environment impact his ability to relax and play like Louis Robert did 2 years ago?
Well, I think Ozzie Guillen alluded to it on the White Sox postgame live on CHSN. I think he said nobody will remember how poor your first half of the season is if you have a great second half of the season. It's not how you start, if you can finish strong. And if Luis Robert Jr. can finish strong, I think that a lot of general managers are asking themselves that question this morning, especially after a game like last night. Let's hope for the White Sox perspective that he can develop a market, and they can get into right. maybe a bidding war with another with two other teams. It only takes one. But Adrian Hauser goes today for the Sox. He's another guy. The Sox are going to be worth watching for opposing general managers who are in contention.
David, let's get into Jed Hoyer. We've been talking on the radio constantly for the last month about, are the Cubs all in or not? And David?
Well, all in or not, and it's a good debate. And so it brings us to Friday afternoon in the Cubs dugout when you asked Jed Hoyer the essential question before the trade deadline.
The question I get the most about you and your front office is the all-in factor for this year as opposed to the responsibility that you always show to next year, the year after, the year after that, regardless whether you're here or not. How much does that weigh on you as far as your decisions? I mean, you could be a few months away from App going into a walk year, Suzuki going into a walk year, and your right fielder not even being here. How much does that weigh on you?
I think that's the balance, right? I think that you want to focus on what's happening right now, but also realize that we're set up to have, you know, good teams next year and beyond. And that's the constant balance. There's no perfect. I can't give you a perfect answer or perfect percentage, but certainly that's the job. You know, we're gonna have really good teams after this year. You know, and I think you have to always keep that in mind. But this is what's right in front of us, and this is really important.
I love the fact that he didn't even hesitate in answering your question. That, one, shows you the respect that he has for the question and for you, but also the acknowledgement of this is the essential thing that he's debating himself, because it wasn't something he had to think about the answer. He knew exactly what he wanted to say.
He's in a lame duck year. As far as we know.
As far as we know. Because I think he's put together a roster that justifies him returning for years to come.
I think, you know, him and Hawkins have done a superlative job of putting this team together. I don't think anybody questions it. If the season ended today, they would both be up for Executive of the Year in Major League Baseball. Council would be the Manager of the Year in the National League. It doesn't end after 100 games. So the reality of, again, are they all in or not? He didn't really, wasn't able to directly answer it,
no.
But I think his answer led me to believe, yes, they are all in.
I think if he wasn't all in, he might have answered a lot differently. I would agree with that. But you also have to be conscious of the team you've put together and disrupting what is a special chemistry in that clubhouse.
Right.
And I think that was the next thing that he addressed. When you talk about, well, yeah, it'd be great to get a top-of-the-rotation starter, but it means replacing somebody. It'd be great to get a bench bat and maybe a new third baseman, but that would mean disrupting something. How does Jed Hoyer feel about disrupting the chemistry of this team?
Those are always concerns, you know, making trades that change things up. I mean, I think you realize that, you know, there's a it's the right word, but, like, you think about if you're changing up the mix with your team – you know, was there 55 or so games after the deadline? You know, you're trying to figure out what you know, positions do we need to improve? What areas do we need to add depth to? Are there impact players? But ultimately, like, you know, the most important thing is still going to be the group we have out there. We're not overhauling that group. It's about this group right here. And, you know, we're going to try to supplement that group as much as possible. Could there be deals that, you know, upset things? I think it's unlikely, because I think, like I said, we want to supplement this group, add depth to it, add talent to it, and you know, keep things moving the way they are.
312-644-6767. What do you think about what you've heard from Jed Hoyer on Friday, and how would you balance that chemistry that you really have benefited from with the reality that you might not have this chance every season?
David, is this a good marketplace or not? And does it matter if it's a good marketplace or not if you can get that one player or two players that are going to
supplement your team? This is a tremendous marketplace. This is a destination. You were there yesterday.
No, I'm talking about the marketplace of the 29 teams having other players available.
Oh, you mean do you think that it's a robust pitching market, for instance, or are there position players out there worth
having? Third base is at an all-time low in Major League Baseball.
There's only one third baseman out there, and I talked about this yesterday with Ron Coomer.
There's hardly any good ones in baseball.
Eugenio Suarez is a home run machine but a strikeout machine. It's boom or bust. But you know what? Him playing third base would make you feel better about your team, I believe, going into October. So he'd be the only third baseman, I think, that you could justify making that kind of a deal. As far as pitching, not the greatest starting pitching market right now.
It's the same team, the Arizona Diamondbacks.
The Diamondbacks hold the keys, and they are the first domino, right? They're the most important one. They have three players that are at the center of every conversation for every contender. You have Merrill Kelly, you have Zach Gallen, and you have Eugenio Suarez. And I think those three guys, depending on how willing they are to part with them, they're going to dictate what happens with so many others.
So you trade your whole farm system for two of those?
I would be willing to trade.
All three are free agents.
Yes,
in
they
November.
Are. So they're rentals, but it would take you two top prospects minimally if you get two of those players in return.
Yeah, I mean,
would you trade Owen Casey, Ben Brown, and a third prospect for Suarez and Gallen? My answer would be yes. My answer would be yes. In that hypothetical, I just posed for myself. Right. I asked a question. I answered it.
I would say Arizona probably wouldn't think that's enough.
I would think you're probably right.
Yeah.
So what would it take? Two pitching prospects?
I would say you might have to go to Arizona for one of the players and go somewhere else for the other third baseman or pitcher.
Stay away from Cade Horton, though. Stay away.
Okay.
Just stay away. Don't ask.
Are you putting Shaw in a trade?
Reluctantly, I would, but I would be very reluctant about that. I would almost say, because of the same rationale, and I want to be consistent, if I'm saying Cade Horton's off limits, I've got to say Matt Shaw is too. So I think I want to make a deal, and you know, you can structure these deals in your head as perfectly as you want. You may have to come away from that stance, but I want to keep Matt Shaw, I want to keep Cade Horton, and I want it all. I want the future protected, and I want the present addressed.
You're back in the bar.
But I think that's it's a realistic goal.
Hey, bud, we passed the popcorn.
No, you have prospect capital. You have Owen Casey. You have Kevin Alcantara. You have, how about Jackson Wiggins?
Okay.
Jackson Wiggins,
well,
a young right-hander.
You just named all their top prospects.
Right. And I would probably give up Jackson Wiggins and Owen Casey for Zach Gallen and Suarez. In a deal for those two guys.
I always use the term, it's going to hurt,
mm-hmm.
right? It hurt to get your right fielder now. It hurt to get Tucker, right? That deal is going to continue to hurt, especially if you don't sign Tucker, right? That trade's going to hurt for a while.
You hate that reality, but don't you love the impulse? It's not even an impulse. Don't you love the fact that they made that question relevant? I love the fact that Jed Hoyer went out and rolled the dice, and they got Kyle Tucker, and he gave up what was necessary for one of the top 10 players in baseball.
Right. And, you know, to me, you know, as much as I love watching PCA grow, there is no question that Tucker has been the game changer for the lineup. I don't think there's any question that he has set the tone. It's not whether or not he's slumping at certain times. Every game, he'll go 0-for-2 with two walks, make a great play in right field, just give you the consistency that a star player gives you every day. And the rest of the lineup is impacted. The other team is totally impacted before they even start the game in the pitcher-catcher, pitching-coach conversation about how do we navigate around letting Tucker beat us, okay?
Yes, that's true, and that's why he is as valuable as he is, and that's why the Cubs really don't need as much positional help as they do a pitcher at the top of the rotation, the kind of guy who would start a playoff game if he was needed to start a playoff game. Jed Hoyer yesterday was asked about that fact that he would be seeking a guy of that ilk, somebody who you could envision starting a game in October.
It is different now when you look at the way playoff games are played, and even I use a team like Detroit last year. I mean, they were running bullpen games constantly in the second half. you know, other than Skubal, they're doing that all the time. You know, they traded their, I mean, they traded their second best starter last year at the deadline, right? So I do think that that is the nature of the game now, is it's not so much. It'd be great if you have a starter go seven in game one or two, but ultimately, like, the focus is, not to be Craig, but this out-getters.
Oh, my gosh, he's gotten to him. Craig Counsell has changed Jed Hoyer. He's saying out-getters, too. What's happened to the Cubs?
They've gotten better.
Is he? You know, yesterday, though, to just for a moment, that game, the way that Craig Counsell handled that bullpen, textbook. It was ideal, and it was a reminder about they got the right guy.
Yeah.
The bullpen's working. He's pushing the right buttons, and Jed Hoyer's talking about out-getters.
No,
the
no,
Craig Counsell effect is in play.
You and Mully on your fine morning show Monday through Friday in The Score do not get questions anymore from people about, is Craig Counsell worth $8 million a year?
You're right.
Unless they're from Dustin
on a semi-regular basis, nobody's calling in to ask that question.
He's still second guessing.
Every now and then.
Well, I mean, look.
Yes, every now and then.
Have I agreed with everything he's done? No. I don't think any Cub fan or any baseball person agrees with everything a manager does. And it's always about something that didn't work out, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's like leaving Tyone in Houston, that extra batter where Altuve hit the home run and won the game, right?
Right. That's a good example.
But how many of those can you point to?
The exceptions are not the rule.
Yeah.
They are really the exception. And every manager is going to have moments like that where you pick a guy and something goes wrong. But I want to get back to what he's addressing, because I still believe you can, I don't want to say rationalize that, but you could defend that argument. But I still think getting a guy who's a top of the rotation starter matters to a team with World Series aspirations. That's why I still think last night, let's look at Sandy Alcantara. He was at the top of my list this week. He's a guy that's getting a lot of attention. Six innings, four earned runs, two walks, two strikeouts, gave up a homer. He's not been great, Bruce. How do you think that his trade value is affected by an outing like Friday's?
Well, it's significant because you're going to have to give up a lot for the Marlins to want to trade him.
Because he's got 2 years of contract control.
They don't have to trade him now.
They don't have to.
He's after this year, he's still going to have 2 years of contract control, right?
So you're right. It's 2 more years after this year.
So in November, December, January, they can trade him then. And there is no record to look at other than, hey, he improved. He was 11-13 with a 3.80 ERA coming off of a year from Tommy John. We're going to take a flyer on this guy.
If I were to walk into Jed Hoyer's office this morning, these are the names I would hope would be on his whiteboard that nobody else can see except for Carter Hawkins and maybe Craig Counsell. Sandy Alcantara, I still would think, has to be on that list. You have to look into that. I would think the second line is Arizona pitchers, Gallen / Merrill Kelly. Either one of those two guys. Because those two guys, I think, are
what
important.
What about Lugo?
Lugo is third.
Okay.
I think Lugo would be third. I think that Mitch Keller would be on the fourth line. So those five pitchers.
Where do you have Chapman?
Well, he's a reliever. They're not trading him. You think that?
Well, we'll see.
You think Boston, the Red Sox are going to trade Aroldis Chapman?
No, I mean they played themselves back into the playoff contention.
Yeah, they right. did. So I think that's less likely to happen. So that's the thing about buyers and sellers.
It'd be a great trade 9 years later for the same guy.
Else. Yeah. But don't you feel like Palencia has done enough, as he did again yesterday, to give you confidence, even though he could use an extra arm, to give you confidence that he can handle the job down the stretch?
Is he closing out Game 7 of the World Series? Do you see him there?
Yes.
Okay.
I could see that.
All right.
I could see that. His confidence continues to build. Every year, there's somebody that emerges on the scene that maybe you don't envision trusting in October, but he ends up being a guy who has earned that by October. So I'm more concerned about getting a guy that you have Boyd, you've got Imanaga. I don't know what to expect from Tyone. You need a third starter to give you confidence in any playoff series.
I always say if you need another starter, go get two bullpen guys.
I thought you said if you need pitching, go get hitting. I thought that's what you said.
It depends on the week.
Or if you need hitting, you need to go get pitching.
It depends on the show.
But Bruce, I write down all of your all of your words to live by, and I'm noticing some contradictions here.
No, they're not contradictions. They're just going from baseball guy to baseball guy and their opinions.
Things change though, don't they? They do.
They do.
They change
but
by
I mean,
the week.
What if
they
I told
the
you you're getting two shutdown bullpen guys instead of a starter?
Well, then I'm back to where Jed Hoyer is, and I'm calling them out getters, and I'm feeling better about the Cubs. Because they've got guys who, after your starter goes five and dives, you go five and dive, you bring in your bullpen, and the game is turned over to the bullpen, and all of a sudden you've got the Milwaukee Cubs, and he's doing more with less, and he's pushing all the right buttons, and Craig Counsell effect is in full gear.
Counsell is the Harry Truman of the Chicago Cubs. Plain speaking, he just tells you 27 outs, right?
I know.
Show up, be ready to play, and we need to get 27 outs. You know, be in the moment.
He's also as blunt as he could be talking about Matt Shaw. We'll get to that later in the program. We've got a lot ahead. We're going to talk to Owen Casey at 10 o'clock. We're going to play our game of should he stay or should he go. We've got some chin music as well. But when we come back, Ryan Flaherty is the Cubs' fine bench coach. He's sitting next to Craig Counsell as he's making pretty much all the right decisions lately. We'll talk to him next on Inside the Clubhouse. David Hall, Bruce Levine. We're here until 11 o'clock talking baseball on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Stretching the pitch to Seiya. Swinging a drive. Left center field and deep. Back goes Rafaela. Back toward the wall. That ball is gone. It's a 3-run homer. Seiya Suzuki gives the Cubs a 3-0 lead. Listen to Wrigley.
Welcome back inside the clubhouse, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. David Hall, Bruce Levine here until 11 o'clock talking baseball. Thank you to Pat Hughes and The Score for that highlight from Friday's victory, 4-1 over the Boston Red Sox. That was Seiya Suzuki's home run that made all of the difference. And it brings us out to the Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa app today. We find the Cubs bench coach Ryan Flaherty joins us. Good morning, Ryan. How are you?
How's it going, guys? Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for joining us. It's going well. As we woke up this morning, the Cubs are the best team in the National League, so it can't get much better than that. Bruce and I were discussing, when in the context of the trade deadline coming just around the corner, the value of chemistry and how delicate of a balance that can be, Ryan, in a clubhouse as good as the Cubs is this year. And in your mind, how is that risk-reward calculus when you're trying to maybe help your team if you're Jed Hoyer, but you also have to be, you have to be aware of the fact that you don't want to take something away or shake up a chemistry that has been special?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's definitely a special group, you know, that we have this year. I think chemistry is certainly important. You also need good players. You know, chemistry can only take you so far, but when you mix the two and the blend of the two, is obviously what makes the team special. And, you know, through the first half of the season, this team has certainly demonstrated that. And I'm sure it's something that, you know, Jed and Carter and, you know, the leadership group will take in mind as the trade deadline comes about. And, you know, yeah, but it's certainly been a big part of our success this first half of the season.
The thing that I'm amazed about, Ryan, the most is the coaching that's done on the bench during a game and how active everybody is. You probably put in about 10,000 steps during a game yourself, as I'm watching you from the side of the dugout, about, you know, preparing base runners to be ready to get in, going over other coaches, going over iPad moments with pitchers and with hitters, the interactive part of the game itself. How much has that changed from when you played, you know, 10 years ago to the point where it is right now, where everything is being looked at, analyzed, and improved as the game goes on?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we certainly have more tools in the dugout, you know, and you know, when I was playing, maybe we didn't have the iPads and you had to wait to, you know, the next day to actually, you know, show a player what may have happened, what could have been done differently. So, you know, I think the tools we have for that are easier. And then, you know, coaching's just coaching. It's, you know, heck, there's players in the team, you know, and the Justin Turners that are there coaching players as well. And, you know, I think going back to the chemistry part of the team, it's a team that, you know, wants to be coached, a team that's open to information, it's open to, you know, suggestions, and you don't always get that. And I think that's a special thing of, you know, this group is just, you know, the accountability part of each of them. And when a play happens, they certainly come in the dugout and they want to talk about it, which isn't the case with a lot of teams. A lot of them want to care about their next at bat and, you know, caught up in themselves, and a play happens and, hey, what could we have done differently? And the group's really, you know, is open to coaching, and you know, done a good job of that the first half.
I know you play a lot of different roles, and depending on the circumstance, and probably to a lot of different players. Let's talk about Matt Shaw for a moment, just given your background as an infielder and seeing what he has done this year. The slow start, he comes back, he hits, and then he drops off a little bit. But through it all, I think his defense seems to have improved. He's a very good defensive third baseman right now, as we saw again yesterday. How would you describe the mental hurdles he has overcome and what's ahead for Matt Shaw?
Yeah, it's obviously, it's given him a long leash. I think he's contributed to our winning by his defense. He's played in a position that's probably really, you know, it's one of the more premier defensive positions. And when you don't have a premier defensive player at that position, it shows itself all the time. So I think he's contributed so much in that way. I think with Jonathan Mota, just the development of him over these first 4 months of the season, 3 months where he was, he certainly had, you know, the principles of defense, and to watch him kind of put it together at the major league level, you know, while his, you know, his offense, you know, isn't what we all may have thought it had been to this point, the defense has carried him, and to be able to do that while not carrying the two over to each other, which is hard for a young player too, it's been special, and it's really contributed to us, you know, winning a lot of games.
Ryan Flaherty, the bench coach of the Chicago Cubs, joining us in Inside the Clubhouse for a few more minutes. Flash, when you look at the Cubs and you watch them play, you guys seem to be among, if not the most prepared team every day. And by that, I mean when a pitcher isn't paying attention, you guys seem to be able to take that next base. If a pitcher looks once, the runner, whether he's fast or slow, is prepared to take off. They're all interested in scoring from first base on a double, whether they're fast or slow. How much has advanced scouting for that particular game and the support group of the metrics people help in the Cubs looking like a prepared championship level team every day?
Yeah, it's certainly a collective group of the whole baseball ops department. Everyone's pitching in. It's not just one coach looking for stuff and information. I think Counts does a good job of, with each individual coach, making sure all of us are prepared in our own area and having it all come together so the player hears a consistent message and, you know, can act on a single, you know, thing that they're looking for or whatever it may be. And it's all under the premises of, hey, give them nothing and take everything they give us. And you don't give away outs. And, you know, when you get a chance to get the leather on the ball and you make a play, and then on the other side of it, on the offensive side, just take advantage of everything they give us. And, you know, if you do that better than other teams, you can win a lot of games.
I think Nico Hoerner has more hits than any other player in Major League Baseball with runners in scoring position. That was the stat yesterday, 37, I believe it is. And he seems to come through in the clutch. And on a team full of all-stars and home run hitters and guys who are getting a lot of attention for the things they deserve, Nico Hoerner very quietly just goes about his job. What's the secret of him hitting with runners in scoring position, and how would you describe his season so far?
Yeah, you know, he's obviously certainly one of the most undervalued players, and I think over the last, you know, 5 years when that game went to a, you know, true 3-3 outcome, Nico's skill set and his ability to make contact and put the ball in play and, sort of the angle that he's going to hit the ball come up the bat. When runners are in scoring position and defensive players are not in their normal position, it's very advantageous to Nico, whether the infield be in. So he's just got a really good skill set that allows him to do that. And then obviously the mental component of that, which is certainly unmeasurable, but we all know is there. He's so strong minded and, you know, comes through for the team all the time in those situations.
I love to talk about defense, and I love to talk about your players playing defense because you have so many totally impactful players. When it comes to PCA and you watch yesterday's game and just getting a line drive and then throwing a ball from his side pocket on a line, one bounce, and doubling up a runner and changing an entire complexion of a game, from a baseball fan perspective as well as a coach and a guy involved and immersed in it, how surprised are you of the impact that everything he does out there on a daily basis?
Yeah, I mean, it certainly changed the game yesterday. I mean, who knows what would have happened had that play not happened in that inning. When you create outs on the bases like he did yesterday, they're just huge. When you give them to the other team, which has happened to us a couple times this year, you know, it really kills momentum offensively and defensively, and the run prevention is that when you can get those outs, it's huge momentum shifts in the game. And yesterday was a prime example of that, and just really changed the complexity of the game.
So we're coming back from the All-Star break. How did you spend your All-Star break, and how important is it for people to get away and recharge for this final stretch of the season?
I was in Maine in a lake. That was enjoyable. And I think it's good. It's good for everyone. You know, even the players who played in the game, you know, they had Wednesday and Thursday off. I think the biggest challenge just for the pitchers is just making sure that, you know, they just don't go completely stale and aren't throwing wherever they're at. So Tommy did a good job with the group there to make sure those relievers, the field bars, Pomerances, and those guys, made sure they got their throws in wherever they were, and they were ready to go yesterday, which was big.
One more question about Counsel, Flash, and that is, I think we touched on this maybe the last time you were on, but how influential, how important are those skull sessions you have with him and the coaches every day, and how heated do they get sometimes as far as people digging into their opinion?
Well, he certainly lets everyone offer their opinion, and, you know, we have a really tight coaching group, and, you know, him being the leader of it all, and, you know, each morning, you know, we have good heated debates in the coaches' room, and, you know, a lot of the time, a lot of baseball operations will be in there, and it's just really a good place to, you know, share your thoughts, and a lot of creative ideas come out of them, and certainly not everyone agrees, and they're fun. It makes it enjoyable to come to work every day, and, you know, he can argue over players, situations, you know, strategy, and he just does a really good job of creating that atmosphere for these things to happen, and, you know, really lets coaches thrive in that atmosphere.
Is it difficult to block out the noise as good as things are and how excited people and the fan base is? Does that get to be at any point a distraction or a thing that you have to keep an eye on?
Well, it certainly beats the alternative, which is a non-distraction. So, yep. You know, it's better. The excitement's definitely better than the lull and boring part of it. So we'll take that any time we can get it. So, yeah.
How are the coaches on good teams like yourself start to get attention? How much would you like to be a manager in Major League Baseball? I know you're going to give me a counsel answer. Like, we're just concentrating on today and the 27 outs. But the reality of a time you put in and your reputation continuing to grow as a baseball man, how important is that to you?
Not really at all. And I'm honestly mean that. I think I've enjoyed being here the 2 years I've been here so far. I think it's a really good, exciting place to come to work every day, to be with Counts, to be with, you know, Carter, Jed, all of those guys. It's you know, it's been really fun, and I enjoy it a ton, and whatever happens, you know, at some point happens, and everything's got a reason to work out. But just to be here and be with this group is special, and it's you don't take it for granted any day you go in there.
Enjoy the ride, Ryan. Really appreciate you joining us this morning. It's a lot of fun to watch.
I appreciate you guys having me on.
Ryan Flaherty, Cubs bench coach under Craig Counsell, joining us for a few moments.
He's going to manage.
Well, that's an interesting question.
A lot of the calls are coming from him. Little plays, things that he sees.
Give us an example of something that you think a bench coach could contribute to. Are we talking about base running?
Pickoffs.
Okay.
Yeah.
Pickoffs. Matt Boyd. Those kind of things. Catcher pickoffs. That kind of those kind of plays.
Yeah. Or tendencies by the pitcher not to look back the second time after they look at a runner at second base.
Just little things.
Little things that add up to wins, okay, mm-hmm. Victories. Base running plays, pickoffs, all the little nuances of you'll see Quentin Berry positioning guys in the outfield, and a lot of times the ball go directly where he's positioned them. Those things are essential to winning games, but they're rarely ever picked up or talked about.
And as a career, he had a long career as a major league infielder, and he knows the game and he knows the inner workings of a clubhouse. Working under Craig Counsell for a team that is headed places, you ask a question probably with some purpose. The Baltimore Orioles, for whom Ryan Flaherty played a long time in the majors, they're looking for a manager at the end of the season. Tony Mancelino, I think, is the interim right now. They fired Brandon Hyde. You would expect, I would think, that Ryan Flaherty would be in the mix there.
I think, you know, after this year, which looks like it's going to be a successful one for the Cubs, so Where do teams go when they're looking for replacements, right? I mean, yeah, how did the Bears get their new coach, you know?
He was hot assistant on a good team.
Right. They're not going to get an assistant on a team that lost 11 games.
They're not looking for the next coach on the Marlins.
Right.
And so I think that makes a lot of sense. And Ryan Flaherty, as you can see from this interview today, and we've had him on before, pretty good communicator.
Yeah, and you know, again, I think the key is the coaches learn an awful lot under Craig Counsell about autonomy and responsibility. You know, you're going to have tremendous autonomy. We're going to talk about it. When things don't work out, expect us to be talking about in our next session and how you might have messed up, but more importantly, how you can be better next time.
I don't sense there's a lot of subtlety in those meetings.
There's nothing subtle about Craig Counsell, you know.
When we come back, we're going to have a little fun and play a little chin music. Do that next on Inside the Clubhouse, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
High and inside.
Time for some chin music.
Hey, Alf, how about a warning?
Sure. Watch out you don't get killed.
Because sometimes in baseball, you've got to send a strong message, especially when someone has it coming. Each Saturday, David and Bruce come in high and tight with a response to something that deserves one, like this.
So I guess getting Bigfoot in here.
Yeah, I mean, I know.
I'm a radio guy, so can I ask another radio question?
No.
One left.
Welcome back inside the clubhouse. Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. That was Friday at the dugout.
Are you a radio guy?
I'm suddenly in the middle here, Bruce.
Are you a radio guy?
I don't know. I think I guess I am.
We're both BBWA.
Yes, we are. Yeah, I'm a card-carrying member of the Baseball Writers Association of America.
I am too, but they've been trying to throw me out.
But that was Paul Sullivan, and you get a little bit of a...
First of all, Paul Sullivan is and has been one of the great baseball writers in the country for over 30 years. And hopefully, someday soon, we'll be elected to the baseball writers portion of the Hall of Fame.
That's
because he is so great at what he does. Not only that, I think he's 9 or 10 times Illinois Sports Writer of the Year.
I think he's ever present.
Yeah.
He's at everything.
Yeah. That aside, you know, I argue with him like I argue with everybody.
Yeah, of course.
And yesterday it was Sully listening to me and Jesse ask about 80% of the questions to Jed Hoyer. And Jesse Rogers.
ESPN.com.
And Hoyer alluding to Sully trying to get a question in, as he did. And then you heard the up and back about radio guys, newspaper guys, TV guys. It's an ongoing, always event.
Well, there used to be a much clearer distinction between all of those three.
Well, there was never anything called media.
It was never
media. It was always you're a writer, you're a radio guy, or you're a TV guy.
You used to have to pick a lane.
Right.
There was a day where they didn't all kind of blur together as one.
Right.
Which I think is, I'm in this jumbled mess. I'm like, I love all my children. Yeah.
Right. But there have been plenty of verbal and almost and real fist fights over the years. And I've had them with TV people, radio people.
Worst altercation
writers.
You ever got into like that?
Joe Colley and myself, where we told each other we'll meet outside in a. And as we were walking to the doors, he walks out of the clubhouse ahead of me. He walks out, and then I lock the door.
But most of all, or mostly, you have dealt with things in a professional way, even though things can escalate like that. I don't think Sully was ready he wasn't ready to throw down.
No,
there.
No. Sully was very, he was very calm and collected.
Good.
He was just going, when these radio guys are done asking their questions, I have one.
Bruce, you do dominate the conversation sometimes, I have to say. When I was a newspaper guy, I was thinking, Bruce?
You know what I've always said?
Really?
When I first started, radio guys were really, we had a fight to even be able to stay in the press box.
I know.
Okay.
But I know.
No, let me finish.
Okay.
So what I used to say to Joe Goddard, Dave Van Dyke.
Legends.
Jerome Holtzman, who was a mentor of mine.
Yes.
I'd say, you know, they take a lot of exception to us radio guys asking questions, but you don't hesitate to use the content in your story.
That's true. I can't argue with that.
So
I'm at heart a newspaper guy.
So no,
I'm always going to be a newspaper guy behind a microphone.
I think it's an interesting side dynamic to what we do. I don't know if listeners really care about that. They'd more likely want to hear about Cubs and White Sox.
And they want to hear from Owen Casey, the Cubs' top prospect, the best outfielder in the minor leagues right now. He'll join us next on Inside the Clubhouse. David Haw, Bruce Levine, the radio guy. He'll be here until 11 o'clock, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries. and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus. You must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.